This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Good morning, guys. How are you? I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah. I think we've chatted with Heron Bay on the show before, I believe.
We have.
So always enjoy those conversations. Well, let's get to it. We're joined today by Judith Smith. She's a sales manager with Heron Bay. Judith, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I know you're busy, so we appreciate you making some time. Before we get into a conversation around Heron Bay, take a few quick seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I retired from corporate in 1999, but within 2 years of retirement, I decided to pursue a second career in real estate. And it's something that I'd been interested in for a very long time. My first sales position was with an upscale country club development. And then I had this great opportunity to join Heron Bay Golf and Country Club, where I've been for the last 12 years.
12 years.
Wow, wow. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
So retirement didn't last long.
Not long.
I think I'd be that way too. I can't imagine what I would do. I'd be bored.
I'm not going to retire.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to either. So yeah, Todd's going to be, 100 years old.
Broadcasting radio. Absolutely.
Broadcasting live. Well, tell us a little bit about Heron Bay.
Heron Bay is the premier resort-style development strategically located just south of Atlanta. It's in Locust Grove, and there are 13 different communities within Heron Bay, and each one has its own specific architecture and price point. New homes start in the 180s and go to over $1 million.
Wow.
We currently have 1,050 homes sold, have an additional 30-plus homes under construction, and at build-out, we'll have a total of about 2,200 residences. So
wow.
We're just short of being halfway built out.
Wow.
There's a lot of different master plan communities around Georgia. What makes Heron Bay different?
Well, Heron Bay isn't just a master planned community where there's golf, swim, and tennis. It's truly a resort style community. Mm-hmm. It includes all of the above in addition to offering commercial office space and retail strip center just outside the community.
Wow. That's
so
nice.
Walk us through, I don't know how it turns out this way, but it seems like a pretty healthy majority of the communities we talk to on this show are north of town. And we don't talk to as many communities that are south of Atlanta. Give us a pulse on how the market down there is doing. It seems like it's very strong from what I'm observing.
Well, obviously, things have been a little bit slower on the mm-hmm. south side than they are in the recovery process. But right now, we're seeing a peak in sales, peak in traffic count. Things tend to be on the upswing.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Walk us through Heron Bay. I mean, I know that there's like 15 kind of distinct different neighborhoods. Which ones are they actively building in? Is there still an active adult section that you can buy in? Or
well, we have what's considered to be an age-targeted community.
Okay.
It's not age-restricted, but we do have three of those communities within Heron Bay. One being the cottages, which is built out, the villas we're currently building in now, and that starts in the 180s. And the plans are more conducive to the adult lifestyle.
Right.
As I said, it's not age targeted. Then in the enclave, we're also building. D.R. Horton is the builder for the villas and the enclave, and they're getting quite a bit of activity right now.
I just like that. You know, one of my favorite things about Heron Bay is that you could live there as a young family with your kids, but then, grandma and grandpa could be there for the kids too. And they're kind of in their own little tucked away neighborhood.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. We have a number of families who have brought their parents into the area.
It's just a great opportunity.
Situation. It is.
That is very cool. We don't talk about that very. I mean, there's not that many communities, if any, frankly, that we've ever talked about that before. So that is really neat. All right. Judith Smith will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Judith Smith, sales manager with Heron Bay.
So Judith, tell us a little more about the opportunities there are for homebuyers within Heron Bay.
Right now we have about just under 40 homes under construction. They range in price from the 180s to the 400,000s. This is our first year and are the first season in the last 7 years that we have had this much inventory.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. We felt like the timing was perfect. We have a couple of builders, Ryland and D.R. Horton, who are very popular in the Metro Atlanta area, and they have a number of homes in inventory. And then we just had the opportunity to bring Curly Family Homes in from the north side of Atlanta. So they have a nice selection of homes and floor plans to choose from as well.
Certainly.
Well, I'm intrigued by the range of price points, which means there's something for everyone. And we talked earlier about the fact there's opportunity for every member of the family.
Right.
So that's intriguing. Why did you go that direction? Just to provide that kind of diversity?
We did. And Heron Bay was very strategically positioned in a more rural area in Locust Grove so that, you know, folks who work in the city can just kind of retire in the afternoons to resort style living. So we just kind of decided that probably the best thing to do would be to have something for young families so that they could enjoy the retirement life before they were 65, 70 years old. And it's turned out to be really a very fast moving part of our community.
So you've mentioned several different track builders. What about custom homes? If I'm looking for, you know, something more exclusive or one of a kind, is that possible at Heron Bay?
It is. Right now, Castle Home Builders is building in the 400s and up, and they basically work on a pre-sale basis. So we do only have one spec home available right now.
So it's summertime and amenities are a big deal right now. Let's talk about some amenities at Heron Bay.
Well, Heron Bay has an unusual number of recreational amenities, such as the parks, the golf courses, the tennis courts, the lakes, nature trails. And then, of course, there's the Lakefront Pavilion, which is just beautifully situated on the 1,100-acre Cole Reservoir. The reservoir is not for water sports, but it does allow for kayaking, canoeing, and paddle boats.
Oh, that sounds great.
And you can fish if you use a trolling motor.
All right.
No gas powered motors. Mm.
That's nice.
So, then, of course, we have a wonderful three-pool aquatic center, which is probably used more than any of the other amenities that we have. And we have award-winning golf tennis courts.
Nice.
It's like a water park.
Really?
I mean, it's phenomenal. It's huge.
That's awesome.
Their amenities are amazing. The clubhouse is really nice.
It is.
Well, you said resort-style living. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And it sounds like you got things from kids from ages 4 to 46.
Yeah.
To include me.
Or older. There's like no reason to leave Heron Bay. I mean, you know, if you're there for the summer with your kids, you don't need to like go to, you know, Whitewater or somewhere to entertain them. You just go to the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about inclusive living like that. That's great stuff.
So we've talked about a bunch of kids' activities. Are there any amenities and activities specific for adults?
There are. We have a very active events program, and throughout the year, we have events that are geared toward the adults, families, and children. So for adults, we have things like Jazz Under the Stars at the beautiful Lakefront Pavilion.
That sounds great.
We have wine tastings. We have holiday dances and things of that nature. We also have a number of card groups, bunko, different game nights.
Fun. What about a jazz combo with the wine tasting?
We do that too.
Perfect for me.
We do that too.
Outstanding. Well, this sounds like an amazing place. Judith, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you? Should they have questions, where can they learn more about Heron Bay?
If you're interested, please give me a call at 678-432-2355, or you can check us out on the internet at www.heronbayinfo.com.
Judith Smith, sales manager with Heron Bay. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Judith Smith, my co-hosts, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.